across to Canberra and to Kerri-Anne Walsh. Kia ora, good morning, Kerri-Anne.
Good morning.
Now, of course, the election that took place over the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And who was first out of the blocks to say well done to Anthony Albanese?
Oh, well, I was doing a bit of channel surfing. I think Graham Richardson was on one of the commercial TV channels, either 7 or 9. He's a former Labor senator. I think he tried to get a bid in to be the first to call it at maybe about 7, 7:10, something like that. Anthony Green on the ABC, who's the election guru, he was having all manner of issues with his electronic boards and blocking off of seats that the program was doing. So he didn't. In fact, he hasn't even called anything at this point. He still says that it's most likely that they will form a majority government, which it is, but maybe just squeaking over the line to 76 seats, or maybe 77.
Ha! Huh. So it does seem that is going to be the way. I suppose if they don't get there, this is where the Teal independents come into play.
Absolutely. The crossbench is going to be enormous. There's already 10 sitting on the crossbench, according to the figures and the confirmed seats, although nothing's been officially declared. The seats have been confirmed. So there's 10 sitting on the crossbench at the moment. I mean, that is a phenomenal result. It's likely to be about 12. Neither sides were covered in glory in their election performance. In fact, in their performance over the last 3, 6, 10 years, I mean, got voters turned savagely on both major parties. Both recorded the lowest primary votes in their histories. One third of all voters opted to vote for anybody but a major party. They have a lot of soul searching to do on both sides, even though Labor will be in government, either squeaking into a majority or in minority. They still have to look at why they have fallen out of favour with the public.
Now, speaking of looking about why they've fallen out of favour, Scott Morrison has... Is this his first interview since losing the election?
Yes,
sort of first meaningful length one?
Well, yes, but it wasn't particularly meaningful, I've got to say, Susie. I mean, he simply fails to recognise what's happened across the country. It doesn't matter whether it's been in regional seats, in outer metropolitan, inner city, as he and his cohort used to say, you know, the inner city latte sipping seats. There's been a savage swing against the Liberal Party, savage swing. And yesterday on TGB, which is his favourite radio station, he said, look, you know, people just like to change the curtains sometimes. In other words, it's an it's time factor rather than the fact that there is a deep entrenched problem in the way the Liberal Party has presented itself to voters over the last any number of years, really, since it's been in coalition for, it's been in power, rather, it has been in power for nearly 10 years.
So sort of take any responsibility at all for the defeat?
No, he didn't. No, he said he was sorry to see so many of his colleagues lose their seats, but and on Saturday night he said he took responsibility for the wins and the losses, so he has not yet, well, not publicly anyway, said, look, I acknowledge what's gone on here. I can see we need to have a good hard look at ourselves. I acknowledge that there's been a savage swing against us, and we need to find our values. We need to find our true centre again. And no, nothing. Not zilch, zip, zero. Nothing.
Thank you very much. Kerri-Anne Walsh there, in from Canberra.